Fish Nation.
Hey, hey, yo.
So much to get to. We're going to tell you what Venus Williams and the Grinch have in common.
Also, Halle Berry and Jamie Dornan, honey, are tired of being criticized. Franklin will join us later in the show.
That's right, Gary. And also, later on, Andrew Freud sits down with Neil Patrick Harris to dish about his new movie. But first, Sherry, what's this evil twin madness that I keep hearing about?
Oh, my gosh, Tanner. This is hilarious. Somebody tweeted, does every black celebrity have an evil twin? And black Twitter went in. So Angela Bassett's evil twin is Lynn Whitfield. She got the evil diva act on lock. And then Dave Chappelle. Now, I always got these two mixed up. Dave Chappelle's evil twin is Bokeem Woodbine.
Wow.
Oh, he plays some tortured soul characters.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now, Morris Chestnut's evil twin is Richard T. Jones. Now, you know women stay mad at him for how he treated Jill Scott and Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married? Ooh, he was mean.
Yes.
And finally, y'all, Morgan Freeman's evil twin is Keith David.
Now,
I didn't picture that.
Me.
I didn't picture that. Now, this is hilarious, guys. I want to ask all of y'all, if we had to choose an evil twin for every co-host on Dish, who would they be?
Okay, I think on the strength of the fact that Tanner's growing his beard out, I got to give Tanner Seth Green.
Austin Powers. I get a head crack. I do.
Robot
I think
chicken.
I'm his evil twin, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I can see that completely.
Listen, wait a minute. Ever since they said Miss Juicy for you, Sherry, I just can't get that out of my head. Miss Juicy from Little Women Atlanta.
Yeah,
or Octavia Spencer, of course.
I don't know. She's not really evil, but I think for Brad, evil twin, maybe Eve. They kind of have those slanted eyes. That's what I said. She's not evil, but...
Well, I was going to say for Brat, I really think it's her sister, Lisa Ray, because they look, but like Lisa Ray's not evil, right. But they look so much alike.
And the WB Frog for Gary.
Who you think is your evil twin, HK?
Yo, the very first time I met Jamie Lee Curtis at a red carpet, she squeezed my face because she thought I was the little boy from John Q. Let me off the bus.
Oh, no.
All right, y'all, here we go with the Red Table Talk again. But it's with a twist because this time Will Smith took it over to interview Serena Williams in anticipation of the King Richard film, which is dropping today. So Venus got a bit revealing and said what she learned from her big sis, Serena. And check this out.
I think my most powerful lesson from Serena was I was like this person with a lot of talent, but I didn't have like that extra heart to kind of go past the line. I recognized that in myself. And by watching Serena, I was able to learn how to get that because she just was fearless. I always likened it to the Grinch, remember at the end? Of, you got this little heart, but then like boom, it grows. I swear, that was me.
I mean, did this girl just call herself the Grinch, y'all?
Well, it's like a metaphor. First you, like, you know, didn't have a big heart. Then, like, as time went by, your heart got bigger and bigger, and you got confident and started believing in things.
I love the fact that she, like, she got something from her sister.
Yeah.
The fearlessness of coming out of herself.
I love that.
Has really helped Venus in her, you know, career.
Absolutely.
Being fearless.
I just want to watch the rest of that episode just so I can see if Will just says anything about Jada that'll actually put him in a positive light. Because he's been getting murdered the last few Red Table Talks, man.
Right.
It's like, come on, I'll be feeling sorry for Will.
Well, I think this is good promo for him because his book is out. So this is great to see him do Red Table Talk and be vulnerable and talk about all of his stories.
Who's the biggest Dish Nation Grinch, though?
Definitely would have
who's
to say
the biggest Grinch?
Gary.
Who do you think?
Gary the Grinch.
Yeah.
It's unanimous, Gary.
Yeah, it's Gary. Is Gary's a Grinch?
I'm a good person. I'm not a Grinchy person.
Baby, you stole Christmas, Halloween, New Year's, Thanksgiving.
All right, so Sherry, girl, I don't know, honey, if you can relate, but Halle Berry, honey, and Jamie Dornan, honey, said that they hate their careers.
What?
Yes, girl.
Gary, there you go pouring exaggerated tea again. They didn't say all of that. But they do have acting roles they did in the past that they are still not feeling. So in a recent interview, Halle revealed that she's been getting a lot of love for this Catwoman role recently, but she still cringes when she thinks about how big of a box office flop the movie was. So listen to this.
I worked really hard to be a Catwoman. I learned capoeira. Like, I did the work. The disheartening part was I didn't direct it, I didn't produce it, nor did I write it. I was just the actress in it.
Right.
But for all these years, I have carried, I think, you know, the weight of that film.
It's not her fault.
I hate that she feels that way. Yeah. Because sometimes things can be a box office flop, but they get another life.
It becomes a cult favorite.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, you rejoice, because then people really appreciate it. And then they appreciate what you do. So I hate that she feels that way.
Holly isn't alone. 50 Shades of Grey star Jamie Dornan said it was nightmarish playing Christian Grey. He also revealed his true feelings in an interview and said, "You know that you're going to have these movies that are for the fans, but you know that the critics will be just, you know, licking their lips." And that's exactly what happened. And we knew what was going to happen watching that play out at times. And it's that difficult.
Yeah. Now, that's a harder one because you did it for, you knew exactly what you was doing it for, the money.
They got big checks for this. I mean, they got lots of zeros in their bank account, so what the hell are they complaining about?
Well, sometimes when you have a bad movie on your record, it kind of like, you know, messes with your bankability a little bit.
Yeah.
It does, and besides the bankability, Gary, you're still an artist. Even if you know you're still trying to make it something, and nobody wants to hear a bunch of critics.
Right. And the money goes away, and people are going to remember that movie forever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In the new trailer for the movie Dog, Channing Tatum, who also co-directed the film, stars as an army ranger who goes on an adventure with, you guessed it, a dog, a Belgian Malinois named Lulu, to be precise. But what happens at the end of the trailer is what stood out to me, you guys. Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. He's taking a bath with his dog.
No. I could never be that comfortable.
Why not?
Aww.
You couldn't?
No,
well,
sir.
First of all,
no,
like, my dog hates being submerged in water, too. So, like, that, on that aspect, it would never work out.
Sherry, this is such a, you don't have a man. Is this what you do with your dog?
Not at all, Gary. This is a whole different, like, I do a lot of stuff with my dogs. Like, I walk them. I heard it, Brad. I walk them. I feed them. You don't get to get in the bathtub with me. That's nasty. I don't even let my dogs in the pool.
But also, it's like, this is not about a person and their, like, normal relationship with their dog. This is about an army ranger. Like, that dog probably saved his life multiple times.
So
that
why he gets to take a bath with him?
But I think his health, there's nothing wrong with that. You should take a bath with your dog.
So if you had a dog, you would take a bath with it, Gary?
Yes. I mean, yes, I'll take a bath.
Gary didn't take a lot of baths with dogs.
No, exactly. I like Rottweilers, honey. I like a Rottweiler.
Well, y'all, Kirsten Dunst did not bite her tongue when a film executive tried to manipulate her into his own beauty standards. She revealed that after she scored the role of Mary Jane in the Spider-Man trilogy, a producer from the movie drove her to a dentist in an attempt to get her teeth fixed, y'all.
What? That wasn't subtle.
She said she had no idea that was on the agenda until they pulled up to the office's parking lot and refused to get out of the car. Oh, my God,
what
y'all.
What was he thinking?
That's Prizing not even her. Legal. You
That's
can't
not,
do that.
So
you
offensive.
Can get in trouble.
And most people hate the dentist.
Right.
So, like, you're bringing her to a place that most people fear, and you're trying to force them to do something that they had no plan on doing that day?
But HK and Tanner, I want to know this, because I think women, sometimes we feel that pressure in Hollywood to change stuff that is natural to us. Mm-hmm. Does it matter to you guys what a woman's smile looks like, her teeth, if she got a little crooked?
I like a healthy smile, I'm not going to lie. Like, I like a healthy smile, but, like, I've dated... Like, my last girlfriend had a tooth that was, like, a little out of place. You know, it wasn't, like, perfect. It wasn't, like...
Yeah, it was a little out of whack, but it was okay.
Yeah.
How you feel, HK?
Oh, one or two teeth is cool. As long as your teeth don't look like a spooky graveyard with things kind of, like, just leaning in different directions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A little twist.
As long as it doesn't look like your tongue is in jail.
Let me out.
Okay, up next, the Joe Bros are taking the heat from everyone, and it is not pretty. We'll explain when Frank joins us after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Woo. Okay, I am here with these two gorgeous white men. Frank and Tanner.
Well, let me correct you, Sherry. You're with one white man and a vampire.
That's right.
Yes. Tanner, you are so white. Do you need a glass of blood or something?
I do. I really need some.
When do you have to get back
sunshine.
In the casket?
Right after I leave the studio.
can we put a couple sun lamps or sun bulbs into his casket to make it a tanning casket?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, the irony of his name being Tanner and being so white is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I'm only busting your a little bit, because I know the Jonas Brothers roast is coming up in the show, and I was getting my roasting chops
warmed up. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
So no offense, I was just roasting you a little bit, Tanner.
No, it's fine.
And speaking of roast, the latest victims of one are the Jonas Brothers. Take a look at their Netflix trailer for the Jonas Brothers family roast.
They are a global tour de force, playing concerts to thousands of adoring fans night after night. But are you aware Joe once
his pants in school and had to call his mommy to come get him?
Did you guys tell him that?
I didn't say a word.
Never.
I mean, you have to go after, who was the brother? Is it Nick who dated Camila Cabello? And they just broke up.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. No, Camila Cabello dated Shawn Mendes, and they just broke up.
Oh, the fact that one of them looks like a Mendez. I guess the fact that I mixed them up, that's roast enough.
Are you guys aware that there's a fourth Jonas brother and he didn't make the band? This is a true story. His name's Frankie Jonas. They call him the bonus Jonas.
Oh, that's right.
Can you imagine how
and
much that
really
sucks?
Yeah, Franks are always the bonus.
It.
I'm the bonus white guy in the show now. Frank bonus.
I like the Frank bonus.
You like that?
Listen, like, we got the vampire stuff. Do either one of you have a roast for me ready?
Oh, I mean, you're so white. You look like Gollum got hair club for men.
All right, so what would your roast be for me?
For you? I can't roast you, Sherry.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I'm way better at radio, but I don't have to see people. Usually it's through the phone line. Right. But I'm sitting next to him. It's like really tough.
I'm Heidi.
Unless it's Tanner. Then Tanner,
pretend
I'm all over.
Yeah, I can take a roast.
I am Heidi.
Pretend you're Heidi?
Yes.
That's roast enough right there. Yeah, yeah, her laugh.
You just roasted Heidi right there.
Oh, well, moving on. Kieran Culkin stopped by the Ellen Show, and Kieran explained why it took him and his wife 7 weeks to name their son Wilder Wolf. Take a look.
We have a dry erase board, and we just went over every name that we had thought of, and we like, let's focus on girl names because, you know, we like these. And we narrowed it down to two girl names that we really liked, and we agreed that it was going to be one of those two names if it's a girl, and if it's a boy, we're screwed. And we had a boy. And spent 7 weeks arguing about names.
Did it take you a long time to come up with Jeffrey?
No, since I was 16. I knew I
wanted
Jeffrey.
Oh,
really?
Like,
16?
Yeah. When I used to, like, carry baby dolls, I was like, if I have a boy, his name's going to be Jeffrey. And it just so happened that the man that impregnated me, his name was Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a sign from God until I signed those divorce papers.
Yeah.
And that was a sign from God.
That
you signed
was
from
that
God.
That was literally God
all
thing.
Of myself.
A sign from
It was
God.
Just the name. That was it.
Yeah.
What happened to Billy? Amber.
Yeah.
Porsche.
Porsche.
I wasn't supposed to throw a Porsche
yeah,
in there.
I mean, my mother's name is Sheldonna.
Okay, you sound like you got a black mama.
Yeah,
that's what you sound like.
She's so white.
Sheldonna!
Yeah. Mom Sheldonna and dad's Daryl.
He's trying to make up how white he is. Sheldonna and Daryl don't sound like two extremely white parents.
You sound like you got two black parents.
I know. Damn,
you were adopted by black parents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
we adopted this white baby.
They found Tanner a snowbank.
Yeah.
There is your roast.
I hear Headcrack has a deal right in time for your holiday parties. Headcrack, what you got?
If you're looking to be the hostess with the mostest this holiday season, then you need to add the 2-pack SimpliTech Lumisound color-changing LED bulb speakers to your party list.
That's right. Turn any room into a party with Lumisound. The fact that these light bulbs are LED and they change color is cool enough, but they also feature a built-in wireless speaker for your music. These aren't like other light bulbs, that's for sure. Level up your tech and home space with this 2-pack.
You can choose from 16 colors, including white and soft white, and multiple light effects with the remote control. You can control the music from your phone and fully create the ambiance of your indoor space.
Oh, now I need this, honey, for my Christmas soiree next month. But I need to know first, how much is it?
Well, these Lumisound Bub speakers can run as high as $80. But for our Dish Nation fam, it's only 2 for $25.
Oh, that's lady.
Woo, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Andrew Freund sits down with Neil Patrick Harris and the cast of the new Christmas movie. And yeah, it's that time of the year. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I have a very special treat for you today because from the studio that brought you Elf, I am getting ready to sit down with Neil Patrick Harris and the cast of 8-Bit coming to HBO Max. Take a look.
It was deemed not a video game, but an 8-bit entertainment system.
No Nintendo in my house.
I second that.
Looks like a no-go on Nintendo.
I needed a Christmas miracle.
First of all, June, you've got a very professional setup going on right there. You've got the mic.
For someone to compliment me on it.
I got to get a raise or something. I'm Andrew from Dish
Nation. After 18 months of this, shouldn't we be coming correct? No offense, Steve Zahn.
Well.
Average.
Steve,
I'm going to start with you. I want you to air your grievances on all the things you wanted for Christmas and your parents never got you.
I'll tell you what, Mom, Dad.
God.
How about the time when I didn't get a tank? Honestly, my parents were awesome. And And they always surprised us with something.
June, you remember, there were some things I feel like you wanted didn't get.
When we were teenagers, my dad had purchased the FUBU line in wholesale, which if anybody's familiar with it, is for us, by us. And it was not for my father or by my father. And I had to explain to him as a teenager, like why it was inappropriate for us to wear these hats and sweatshirts. And my dad wore them. You know, which was troubling.
NPH, I was just thinking about something, and you have to set, I'm going to call you NPH because I don't know how to still. Yeah. When you were a kid, you were already working. So you were making your own coins. So did you even need your parents to buy you a Nintendo? Because you could have bought it yourself.
It's a great question. And here's the actual answer. So no matter what I got, I was always appreciative. And weirdly, that's the lesson I'm trying to teach my kids, because then they open a gift and if they don't want it, I'm really not pleased if they open it and they go, oh, that sweater, thanks. You need to be respectful of every gift that you open. So yeah.
They're like, you have syndicated TV money and all I got was a sweater? Winslow, what did you think you learned from Neil? What's one of the life lessons you learned from working with this esteemed actor? What would you say?
I would say, don't be like Neil Patrick Harris, is what I would say. That's what I learned from Neil Patrick Harris, is to not be like Neil Patrick Harris, if that makes sense. I'm kidding.
Do everything that I don't do.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, but it was great.
Thank you guys so much. The movie brought me back. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio have a new movie coming out called Don't Look Up. And J-Law just revealed how she was embarrassed by her character's two fake nose rings. She said, you know, one just kind of hangs in, one is a magnet, and many, many times I accidentally inhaled said magnet and had to spit it out in front of Leonardo DiCaprio.
How hard is she breathing in?
Like,
Jesus
how much
Christ.
Is she inhaling? What are you inhaling?
So up in the sinuses came down into the gullet
that
and she spit
magnet,
it out.
Yeah, so
Frank, she did a spaghetti trick as well, where she has it
that's
up,
what it
up
looks
the nose.
Like.
That's one of her famous party tricks, Jennifer Lawrence
well,
and the spaghetti.
Well, at least she knows her nose is clear. But Frank, you like a lot of weird stuff.
Yes,
you know,
I
a lot
do.
Of weird stuff. That visual. Did that turn you on?
Absolutely. I mean, the worst thing about this visual is seeing the horrible wig she has on. Those bangs.
That was bad.
I mean,
man, oh my God. Bad.
Do not look up, Jennifer.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll hate the way you look. But I once had a mishap with a nipple ring. I'm at home and I happen to be like on my belly, laying on the floor watching television. I did a push up and the nipple and the ring are still like, like a piece of gum stuck to the carpet in my chest. And I was like,
That's what I always, why I was always scared to get a piercing. Cause I'm like, what if you accidentally pull it? Like there's women who get piercings in their genital area.
Yeah. I thought you were say palm, but now I was like,
no, this is the genital area.
The fact that she rubs her hand and thinks it's the genital area. Like, I got to feel these palms.
All shaved and clean.
Oh
look at that.
My
look
God.
At that. Nice and smooth.
Look at the pillow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.